Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this Lord's Day. Psalms 50, verses 1 through 6, reads like this. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Our God shall come, and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Let us pray. Our most heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for yet another Lord's Day. We thank you for this opportunity to read thy word, to share these scriptures and song with your people. We ask you, Holy Father, to reach down and bless them every one. We ask you, Father, to lead, guide, and direct us all, that your spirit be sung through us, Lord, and that it be sung and spoken through them, Lord, that the lost might find their way to thee, to the light, to the Father of lights. Lord, we ask for special prayers upon Omer B, as we understand he's still sick and still healing, Father. We pray your everlasting love and healing upon him. We thank you for this opportunity, and we pray that your will be done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. Tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. With me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Savior, and he's in love with me. He is with me from day to day. What a friend is he. Watches over me while I sleep, hears me when I pray. I am happy as I can be, and now I can say, somebody loves me, answers my prayers. I love somebody, I know he cares. Somebody tells me not to repine. That somebody is Jesus, and I know he's mine. Then at last, when our work is done, he will call us home to a mansion he has prepared, never more to roam. We'll sit down by the riverside, cares all passed away, and with never a pain to bear, what a happy day. Somebody loves me, answers my prayers. I love somebody, I know he cares. Somebody tells me not to repine. That somebody is Jesus, and I know he's mine. Somebody loves me, answers my prayers. I love somebody, I know he cares. Somebody tells me not to repine. That somebody is Jesus, and I know he's mine. Somebody loves me, answers my prayers. I love somebody, I know he cares. Somebody tells me not to repine. That somebody is Jesus, and I know he's mine. That somebody is Jesus, and I know he's mine. He's mine.
The late sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials, they now have passed. Race is almost run. Oh, come. The angel band, come and around me stand. Bear me away on your snow-white wings to my eternal home. I know I'm near the holy ranks of friends and kindred near. I brush the dew on Jordan's banks, and a crossing must be near. Oh, come, the angel band, come and around me stand. Bear me away on your snow-white wings to my eternal home. Bear me away on your snow-white wings to my eternal home. I've almost gained my heavenly home. As my spirit softly sings, the holy ones, behold, they come. I hear the sound of wings. Oh, come, the angel band, come and around me stand. Bear me away on your snow-white wings to my eternal home. Bear me away on your snow-white wings to my eternal home. Here I am, Lord, and I'm drowning in your sea of forgetfulness. The chains of yesterday surround me. I yearn for peace and rest. I don't want to end up where you found me. And it echoes in my mind, keeps me awake tonight. I know you've cast my sin as far as the east is from the west, and I stand before you now as though I never sinned. But today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from you leaving me this way. Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west? I can't bear to see the man I've been rising up in me again. In the arms of your mercy I find rest. You know just how far the east is from the west, from one scarred hand to the other. I start the day the war begins, endless reminding of my sin. And time again, your truth is drowned out by the storm I'm in. Today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from you leaving me this way. Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west? I can't bear to see the man I've been rising up in me again. In the arms of your mercy I find rest. You know just how far the east is from the west, from one scarred hand to the other. I know you've washed me white, turned my darkness into light. I need your peace to get me through, to get me through this night. I don't live by what I feel, but by the truth your word reveals. I'm not holding on to you, but you're holding on to me. Holding on to me. Jesus, you know just how far the east is from the west. I don't have to see the man I've been rising up in me again. In the arms of your mercy I find rest. You know just how far the east is from the west, from one scarred hand to the other. Just how far. one scarred hand to the other. God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time, with no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of light. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stars remain to worship, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you've made. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I. Your promise, you don't speak in vain, no syllable empty or void. For once you have spoken, all nature and science follow the sound of your voice. And as you speak, 100 billion creatures catch their breath, evolving in pursuit of what you said. If it all reveals your nature, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you say. Every painted sky, a canvas of your grace. If creation still obeys you, so will I. So will I. So will I. Stars were made to worship, so will I. If the mountains bow in reverence, so will I. If the oceans roar your greatness, so will I. For if everything exists to lift you high, so will I. If the wind goes where you send it, so will I. If the rocks cry out in silence, so will I. If the sum of all our praises still falls shy, then we'll sing again 100 billion times. Salvation, You chase down my heart through all of my failure and pride. On a hill you created the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear. Where you lost your life so I could find it here. If you left the grave behind you, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you've done. Every part designed in a work of art called love. If you gladly chose surrender, so will I. I can see your heart 1 billion different ways. Every precious one, a child you died to save. If you gave your life to love them, so will I. Like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one who never leaves the one behind.
For that wonderful music. I appreciate it. And I know our church family does too. Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we will do all as the good Lord allows. Today I'd like to talk about God, because He is so great.
Amen.
His plan is perfect. His timing is perfect. Our great God created all the world and beyond. God is so great. He saved Noah and his family from a very sinful world. God is so great. He answered Hannah's prayer for a child. God is so great. He brought wisdom to Solomon. Even in my life, God is so great. He has blessed me with wonderful children and a loving wife.
Amen.
And He has blessed me with a loving and kind church family that I'll never be able to forget. I could go on and on, but let us read His Holy Scripture instead. Deuteronomy 10, verses 17 through 18. For the Lord your God is God of gods, and the Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 22. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. 2 Chronicles 6, 14 through 15. And said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepest covenant and showest mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee in all their hearts. Thou which hast kept with thy servant David my father, that which thou hast promised him, and spakest with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Job chapter 36, verse 26. Behold, God is great, and we know him not, neither can the number of his years be searched out. Psalms 77, verse 13. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art God that dost wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Psalms 86, verse 10. For thou art great and dost wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Psalms 95, verse 3. For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods. Psalms 104, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. John chapter 14, verse 28. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Titus chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. The scriptures make my heart glow with warmth, like a hot bowl of soup on a cold day. Did you know that there is more? God also delivers his people. If we seek him and obey him, God has delivered me from a life of condemning sin. That is not to say that I'm perfect, but I am forgiven. God delivered his people time and time again. God delivered Joseph from a pit, from slavery, in prison. God delivered the Israelites from bondage into a promised land. God delivered Elijah from starvation and certain death. God delivered David from a giant. God also delivered David from Saul many times over. God delivered his people from a pagan nation of Babylon and Persia. God delivered Jonah from himself. God delivered Jesus Christ from the grave. And praise the Holy Lord for it. As I look back at my life, I see so many places where I believe without doubt that God delivered me. I could go on, but let us read more scripture. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 2 through 3. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence." Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalms 50, verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty there wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 through 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Psalms chapter 34, verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Trust in our great God that he will deliver you if you're his child and you obey him. Pray for one another, as James reminds us in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, it's just so wonderful, so encouraging to hear all the times that you've delivered your people throughout your word, all the many times that they faced certain doom, and you scooped them right out, provided for them their every need. You truly will take care of us if we would just let go of our earthly knowledge and just trust in you. Our lives would be so much better. We thank you for always being there, for being our rock, our shield, our sword, our salvation. We thank you for being our friend. We pray, Lord, that you please continue to be with us. Please continue to be with this community, with this church family. Please guide us all through paths of righteousness. Please remind us that through whatever trial or tribulation there is, that you will deliver us truly. We pray, Lord, for your blessings upon the people and for your forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm a part of the family.